Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Tail. I'm Mad Dog, Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm very excited about having Dr. Terry Neese back on the show. She's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, one of my heroes on the planet, the founder and the CEO, the force behind the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. But boy, folks, let me tell you something. If you want to know what the mark of a leader is, the mark of a leader, the first thing that you want to look for in the mark of a leader is, can they get somebody to follow them? Let me tell you something. They're lined up following Terry. They're in front of her. They've got her on their shoulders. They're carrying her now. She is a highly revered leader, not only in America, but around the world. And her organization has really become one of the great success stories. And one of the quiet ones too, Terry. I really feel like it's a shame that you're not getting more press, and we're going to keep doing our part to fix that. But I want you to talk to the audience about what you got done, what you guys accomplished in 2018, and then we'll talk about where we're going to go after that.
Well, first of all, the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women is a nonprofit. We're 501c3. We function strictly on private sector money. We have no government money and haven't for 13 years. And underneath the umbrella of IEW is our Peace Through Business program, which operates in, as you've said, Afghanistan and Rwanda. What we've done currently, and you know, I'm kind of blending 2018 and 2019 here. We had over 170 women who applied for our courses in 2019. Classes just started this last week in Afghanistan and Rwanda, and will go through towards the end of March. 170 women.
Wow.
We have space for only 35, so we had to pare all of those down and select the top 35. And we don't do any advertising. This is all from word of mouth.
And that's so, just, is that 170, you know, is that just Afghanistan?
No, it's both countries.
In both countries.
We had a little over, we had almost 100 women apply in Rwanda, and we had about 70 apply in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So
what would it take for you to have more seats?
Money? Resources.
Money? How much does a seat cost? What would it cost? Here's one of the things that I've learned about raising money. If you tell somebody, I need more money for this program, we want to grow more people, then that's one thing. But if you say, For $10,000, I can go that from 35 seats to 36 seats. What's the number? Do you know the number?
Yeah, you know, the number really is about $3,000 per student. That's for a whole year.
So you're saying that if for $3,000, we could actually get a woman entrepreneur, a prospective student, let's just call them students right now, to become educated about entrepreneurship in these two countries, for $3,000, we could make that go from 35 to 36 seats. We wouldn't have to turn down 135 people.
That's correct.
3,000, folks. So, all right, look, go on the website, IEEW.org, and they'll take your money right there. And for 3,000, you can, and I wish you could see the faces. Look at the faces. Look at the smiles, Terry. I'm putting an arm on my audience here, folks. Look at the smiles on the faces of those women, and I'll remind you about something that I did a few years ago when I interviewed Freshta, a woman. She owns the only print shop in Kabul, as a woman, And I ask her, why are you doing this in the face of adversity, including danger to her own family? And she said, because I have a daughter.
Yeah, right. And you know, Jim, we're talking to a lot of people about giving monthly. You know, if you can't do $3,000, do $100 a month. I mean, most people spend $100 on coffee during a month.
That's right. That's right.
So $100 a month for the entire year. I mean, it's being able to assist these women around the world. Do we have issues in the United States of America? Absolutely. But it is important that we do our social responsibility by improving and making peace through business all over the globe.
Well, where in the world do we need more peace through business than Central Africa and Afghanistan?
Right. You know, they have 10 weeks of classes in their country. They have a business plan that they put together, their financial statements. They learn tax law. They learn marketing. And then the students are learning to pay it forward by putting together a Peace Through Business Alumni Association. Some have gone beyond to speak to high school students, speaking in TEDx-like forums.
Right.
Being invited to speak internationally at events about women's empowerment. I mean, that's just, you know, that's a few of things that are happening. And then they come to the United States, and they're here for about 10 days.
Shadowing and graduating and all that. I've seen them. I've been to several of the events, and I just can't get over. You'll never forget. You'll never forget. You've never seen anybody smile. You've never seen grins and happy people like these women who literally feel like they've been given liberty. It's amazing. It'll change you for life. Quick break. Right back with Dr. Terry Neese. 10 Chimps.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.